entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, and no voice today. But I think you can hear me loud and clear anyway.
You sound like a normal person now.
No, whatever. So with me today, we have Bobby on the board. So good to see
howdy,
you, Bobby.
Howdy, happy Friday.
So glad you're here.
Good to see you all, too.
And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon. Good to be here.
Great to be
here. I'm sorry about your voice, sort of.
Well, you know, I talk a lot.
I know.
And I just came back from New York, from a wonderful trip to New York.
You sort of sound sexy. I have to. I better not say that. They're going to think we're partners again.
I know. Yes, I'm good.
Oh, my.
But yeah, I just came back from New York. From it was 9 degrees in Greenwich Village.
I find this weather too cold.
I know. But there were some challenges on the trip, some things I needed to take care of. But most of the time, my stepmother and her cousin and I just laughed and laughed and chatted and laughed and chatted and laughed. It was just absolutely
And you
fabulous.
Lost your voice.
So I lost my voice, but some people don't think that's too bad.
No, it sounds different, that's all.
So I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Marina in Seminole, Sally in St. Pete, and Michael in Tampa.
Well, welcome.
Like I always say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether you listen to us live on AMFM or on YouTube or Facebook or wherever the heck they'll take us. We really appreciate that. And know that you can always go back to my website, lindaburhans.com, and see any show or Tuesday tip, you know. So I started doing a Tuesday tip. Well, first let me introduce Attorney Sean Scott is here today. And we're going to be chatting with him in a little while.
Awesome.
So welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So we're going into 5 years with the radio show, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah. But about 2.5 years ago, I guess it was, I started my Tuesday tip for caregivers. And it's anywhere from a 2 to 6 minute tip every week on Tuesday on YouTube, Facebook, wherever. And so I looked at it the other day, and collectively, since it started, Tuesday's Tips has had more than 47,000 views. I'm like, woohoo!
Wow.
I'm being
that's
a YouTuber.
A
I'm
yeah.
being a YouTuber.
That's an influencer, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, they started putting commercials on my stuff a little while back, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, you kind of know you made it when you have commercials in it.
Thank you, Bob. So I contact my, like, you know, computer people, you know, like, what? And they go, that means you've arrived, Linda.
Correct, you've made it.
Yep. So you have to have X amount of subscribers, which I have way past that now, but then you need so many viewing hours.
Right.
And once you get the viewing hours, then you can monetize on that. I just want a 10-cent check from YouTube.
Yes.
I'm going to send you one this week.
Just 10 cents.
I'll tell you.
Put it right there. 10 cents.
My grandson comes over with his friends, little teenagers, like, I'll whip out your phone. Like, and they need to know about all this senior stuff.
Absolutely, yes.
Because they're going to be taking care of us. So, Sean, I'm so glad you're here today. In fact, Sean's going to be a regular on the show.
Yeah.
We have the whole show today, and then in March, he'll be on the second Friday, and then after that, it'll be every month, it'll be the first Friday, where you can call in and ask questions of Sean.
You've arrived.
Yes.
I've arrived here, yes, for sure, yes.
Yeah. So I've known Sean for a long time. I haven't seen him in a while, though.
Well, you know, busy. We're very, very busy
we're
doing what
running.
We do.
We're all running. I one thing that I'm always grateful for is that we're surrounded by a community of professionals that really want to make a difference.
Yep.
And they really know how to work well together.
Correct.
Yeah. Because I go speak in other states and stuff. It's not the same.
Our local area here, it's amazing. I mean, how all the professionals come together, whether you're at the professional level, like a lawyer or a doctor, or on the caregiving side, even in the healthcare delivery side of things, where we're looking at assisted livings and things.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a special place here. I agree.
And you have to be very careful. So, you know, I'm very careful who I affiliate myself with, because my caregivers really trust me, and a lot of my caregivers are very vulnerable.
I understand.
And for instance, I don't have too many communities on my website.
Right.
Because I can't babysit them.
Oh, gosh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
It could be a fabulous community, and then a new management comes in or whatever,
yeah,
and then I don't
this.
Want my
yeah.
dog to go yeah. there.
Yeah. There is some cyclicness to that. They kind of come and go. The tide comes in and the tide goes out. We've seen that over the last 30 years for sure. There are some facilities and some communities that stay consistent over time. But even some of the best ones, the tide does go out every now and then, and usually connected with changing of management. So
yeah.
I agree.
Well, that's one thing. You know, Arden Courts is one of my biggest sponsors. I love Arden Courts.
Love
when
Arden
you go
Courts.
There and you see that people have been working there 20, 30, 15 years, even in the kitchen or whatever, that makes a big deal.
I remember when I first went to Arden Courts when they opened here, and they were doing this new model of like memory care specific and only memory care, and that's really insightful. What a great idea. And I can remember walking up to the Arden Courts the first time, the first one from my first tour, and they pointed out the fact that there's no curb when you come from the parking lot to the building. And I'm like, well, why is that? Because a lot of times people that have cognitive and memory issues have gait and walking problems, and a curb is a real big deal to them.
Yeah.
So down to that littlest level, they have really dialed things in. Very impressive.
It's really fabulous. And there is a lot of fabulous communities out there. And there's a lot of wonderful adult daycare communities.
Yep.
You know, that's really become big now. And many caregivers don't even understand what that is. That's why we have the support groups and the workshops.
Yep, I agree.
So tell everybody, introduce yourself as we're here yakking, and who you are, what you do, and how long you've been doing it. And
I'm Sean Scott. They call me an elder law attorney. I've never really... That phrase has always kind of given me a little pause. I'm not for sure everybody knows what that actually means. But what that does mean is that I focus my practice, my legal practice, on serving the needs of an aging population. And as you get older, just like you have different problems medically, and you may need to go to a gerontologist or a doctor that specializes in aging-related medical problems, I'm the legal equivalent of that. So as you age, you're going to run into problems that you didn't have when you were 20.
Right.
I mean, it's just a fact. It's okay, but you just didn't have that. So I focus exclusively on dealing with those issues. And those issues are, incapacity. What happens if I can't do my own thing? Who's going to talk to my doctor if I can't talk to my doctor? Mortality. You know, none of us are going to be here forever. And when we move on to the next place, how can I get my stuff to my people in the most efficient way possible? That's kind of estate planning. It's a big deal.
It is.
It's a big deal.
Big deal. And then the heart of our practice is dealing with long-term care costs.
Yeah.
This is a huge...
We're living so much longer than we did before.
Yes. I mean, I tell my clients this all the time. I have good news and I have bad news. You're old.
Yeah.
You know, you've made it to this point in life where you've dodged all these bullets, and now you have this whole new world of problems to roll into. You may not be able to take care of yourself or your loved one like you used to, and now we need to turn to an outside source to do that. Good. I'm glad we have those solutions. The problem is paying for those solutions.
Yes.
I mean, it is outrageous from most of our perspective how expensive it is.
Yeah.
You go into a long-term care nursing facility, we're talking $12,000 a month.
Yeah.
I mean, who makes $12,000 a month? So faced with that. Especially that generation. You got fixed income, you got your Social Security, maybe a pension, you have a little savings, only to find out that at $12,000 a month, it's a matter of months before you hit zero. My job is to stop that from happening.
Yeah.
So,
and you
I
have
do
a 100%
that.
Record, I think.
100% success record, yes.
Well, it's so important because people try to apply by themselves.
Impressive.
And it, I
tell you, that's
I've
crazy.
Never done it, but you know the expression I hear is if one T's not crossed or one dot is different, it gets kicked back. And then there are, let's talk about the people that say that they can do this but are not attorneys.
Oh, that's a hot button issue for me, for sure.
Well, I think my caregivers need to hear about that.
Well, you know, let's talk about medicine, all right? I have an issue. I'm sick. I have a pain in my leg. Am I going to go to my barber and ask him or her, "Hey, can you help me with my leg?" Or can you help me? What do you think about this cough? You know, the barber says, "I know a lot about coughs. A lot of my clients have
cough.
I've had a cough too. You know what I think?" Okay, well, I personally, from a personal and professional opinion, I don't think that's your best choice. So what blows my mind is here you're going to go down and solve an incredibly complex problem with all this legal interactions, with all of these facts that change from client to client, and you're going to go to a non-professional person who, in a lot of times, and don't take this the wrong way, has a financial interest over and above just serving you. People pay me. That's what I do for my job. That's not, exactly. That's absolutely. But you know what I don't do? I don't sell them other financial products that I'm making a commission on the side or in the back
exactly.
end.
Exactly. Right.
So I work for one person, my client, period. I will tell my client routinely, I said, listen, you're my boss. As opposed to coming in and say, hey, listen, what product can I sell you to try to do this? Oh, yeah, I've done this a couple of times. I'm really good. They're not regulated. There's no continuing education situation.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the Florida bar, boy, I tell you, I make one mistake and they are all over me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, as they should be.
They should be. Okay. So that's good if you're the consumer, the person that's coming in.
Right.
You have the Florida bar backing you up,
yeah.
which is
yeah.
really good. And these non-professionals, can't even tell you. Really bad news.
I heard one of the big problems is people coming from up north think they have all their paperwork done.
Yep.
And then something happens, and it doesn't work in Florida, right?
Very common. That's a great thing. A lot of times I'll get questions, and clients will show up for a free consultation, and we're looking at their stuff. And I had one that said, you know, I just moved from Michigan 3 months ago. Just had all my documents done before I came down. I'm okay, right? And she was from Michigan. And I was like, well, let's take a look at your power of attorney. And here's the thing. There are problems in Michigan that we don't have here, and there are problems in Florida that they don't have in Michigan.
Yeah.
And one of the biggies in my world, in Medicaid side of things, is creating a trust to qualify my client for Medicaid to fix their over-income problem. Michigan doesn't have an income issue. They don't. When they look at Medicaid in Michigan, they don't qualify you based on what your income is. So it's different from every state. Mm. So Michigan doesn't have this problem. So in her power of attorney, there was no provision that said, hey, my backup person can do a trust for me. It was silent, completely silent. So if I ever needed to qualify her for Medicaid benefits and I was using that power of attorney, I couldn't get there from here because the document was fundamentally broken because it was done in a jurisdiction up north, not here.
Right.
So here's the advice. If you're living a majority of time here in Florida, you need to localize your documents to Florida, period. Black and white, okay. You know, maybe it's okay. Do you really want to rely on maybe?
Yeah.
Right? Maybe it's okay.
And it's a lot of states it's not, because I live in an over 55 community, and they had a big thing on it because a lot of the people had problems with.
And so it doesn't cost you that much money to do that. Why are you working with a maybe when we can work with an absolute?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so here, let's go just a little bit further.
Yeah.
Even more scary, not only just out-of-state documents, but even especially this power of attorney document. Power of attorney document drafted in Florida by a lawyer. You think, oh, man, we're okay, right? I'm good. About 70% of the power of attorney documents that I review in my practice are fundamentally flawed. And if I was a professor in law school and you submitted that as your power of attorney, I would fail you. They are that bad. This is not something that you can get close. It has to be perfect.
Yeah.
And if you're missing a term or if you're missing a power in there, then when it comes time that we actually have to do that, our only option, we can't go back and fix the power of attorney when the person has kind of lost their mind, so to speak. I can't go back and have them do a new one.
Right.
So my only option then is to truck off to the guardianship court.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of dollars, all of the psychological and emotional pain of going through that, all because this piece of paper didn't have the right words in it.
Right.
My God, it just drives me absolutely crazy.
It
just makes me nuts. And when from your side of the table, why wouldn't this document be perfect? It was done by a lawyer.
Right.
Not the barber this time.
Not the barber, exactly. not the barber. So you think you're going to be okay. Here's something I learned in law school. I think everybody must have known this except for me. But my contracts professor told me this. He says, Sean, you know what your problem is? I go, what, Cal? I mean, what's my problem? He was a very cool professor. And he goes, you know what your problem is, Sean? You don't know what you don't know. Hmm. And it kind of blew my mind. I was like, oh, what?
That's what Linda always says.
So here's the situation with some of these lawyers that are practicing. I think that they take it for granted that a power of attorney is very generic as well because they don't know what they don't know.
Right.
I mean, my power of attorney document, which it seems like such a silly thing, it's constantly evolving. Every time that I run into a wall or a trouble, if somehow, some reason, I can't get from here to there, It gets modified.
And
it evolves. It's constantly evolving. Versus a document that some lawyer has been using for the last 20 years. It's on his computer. And he just pushes print.
Right.
So yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, that makes me think of, too, somebody just said to me, so their loved one has dementia. And they're taking care of them, but you can see they're really struggling.
Yeah.
And the home health care person that came in said, "Who is your doctor?" And they said, "Dr. Joe Blow."
Right, right.
And they said, "He's like 95 years old."
The doctor's 95?
Yeah, like, oh, or whatever it is.
That's, you know, okay. Like, 95 is good. I like that age.
I don't think he's, like, taking any recent classes right. on Alzheimer's and dementia.
Correct.
You need to find another doctor.
No, and you can get stuck in your lane. Absolutely.
Right.
And regardless of your age. I mean, that's maybe one reason why you're stuck in your lane.
Right.
But you can get stuck in your lane, and you just think the world is always the way the world has been, and you don't know what you don't know.
So. Yeah. And things change every day.
Correct.
And so if anybody has any questions for Sean, please feel free to call in at 727-441-3000.
Very good.
Okay, so if someone doesn't have any documents
right.
done, and don't you, and I think we need documents done at every age. Like when my granddaughter went to Germany,
right.
we got power attorney.
Oh, when my son turned 18, the week that he turned 18, I got his little behind into the office, and he signed a power of attorney and a healthcare surrogate.
Who would think of that, though?
Well, here's the deal.
Yeah.
As soon as he turned 18, I'm no longer his parent.
Right.
I am, but I'm not for purposes of making decisions for him. Right. He is
and
an adult.
And he's 18.
And if
but
you
yes,
became incapacitated, you weren't able to make decisions.
No. And
wow.
And here's the real story. About a year later, he's driving down to Miami, and this white BMW comes up beside him and his friend, sideswipes them. They go spinning off of the road, off of the interstate, into the trees, end upside down. He wakes up with the paramedics cutting him out of the car. Mm. He's air flighted to Fort Pierce emergency room in a helicopter. He's got a broken back, all of these injuries, a concussion. And he can't talk on his behalf. He can't make any, he's 19.
Yeah.
But he not only is he incapacitated, but there's nobody else in line. But there is, because he had a piece of paper that says,
wow,
if I can't
Sean.
Do it,
yeah.
this guy does it. And that that guy happened to be
and
me.
And you happened to do it ahead of time, which
correct.
Most people
you can't
don't.
Do it afterwards.
No, exactly.
So yeah, whether you're 18
right.
or 80,
right.
you still need
yeah,
these documents.
Nobody thinks about.
I know, it's crazy.
Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, we do. We have Pat to ask a question.
Hi, Pat. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Pat.
Hi there. Linda. Hi, Sean. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, honey.
I have a question. I have a brother who's married, lives in a different state. He has Parkinson's. And I need to know, well, they need to know, if he were to move to Florida to a facility that could assist him.
Right.
But his wife is not ready to quit her job or leave the state that she's living.
Right.
Can she live there and keep her apartment and keep working, and can he move to a facility?
Oh, that is an excellent question. And the answer is absolutely yes. When it's his residency, from a legal perspective that I'm looking at, the way Florida works on the residency issue is, as soon as you step off the airplane and have an intent to be a resident, you're a resident.
Right.
You don't have to be here for 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. As soon as you step off the airplane, you're a resident of Florida. Now, his wife can continue to be a resident of a different state, can continue to have a home in a different state. All those things are fine. So the answer is, very simply, yes, he can.
But does he have to get paperwork?
Nope. It's just an intent issue. So, and I've had issues like this where I have clients that are up north, family maybe down here, and, well, we want to bring mom and dad down here. But mom and dad is in the middle of a, you know, full-blown Alzheimer's type of a situation. We get them here, and when they get here, they're not going to be staying in their own home. They're not going to be staying even with the kids. We're really going to direct place right into an Alzheimer's-specific assisted living facility.
Right.
And I'm good to go as far as their residency is required. Don't have to do any paperwork, nothing.
That's fabulous.
So, good question.
Well, how does the financial part work, though?
Oh, boy, that's a big question. How does the financial part work? Well, if we're looking in the world of Medicaid eligibility, every state has their own Medicaid qualifications and requirements. There's basically 50 different Medicaid laws in this country, kind of daunting. So wherever he's at right now, whatever the law is there, will no longer apply to him if he's in Florida. So we will look at Florida's requirements on the financial side of things. let's just say roughly about $130,000 in assets between him and her as far as countable assets are concerned. Usually the home is not counted as an asset. The car is not counted as an asset. If they have more money than that target amount, then that's my job, is to make sure that we preserve and protect those assets and have them meet the eligibility requirements for Medicaid. That's what I do. I fix that problem.
Does that answer your question, Pat?
I believe so.
So yeah, the whole idea on the financial side of things, I mean, we only have a little bit of time here today. I can speak on that for 2 hours without taking a breath. So it's right. A little more complicated, but I fix that
really
problem.
Good to the spouse?
Florida's actually,
other states.
If I were to look at Florida versus all the rest of the states, I would say that Florida is one of the more friendly states when it comes to this issue. There are other states that are not. Ohio, for example. Oh, my goodness gracious. It is so non-friendly up there. So
if you have Medicaid.
Another question then.
Yes, Pat.
And can she legally stop him from doing that?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, I think a lot of wives would like to know if they could do the law. Can I legally stop him from doing fill in the blank? The idea is that if he's competent, he has the ability to make his own decisions. And he's basically competent until the court says he's not. So very, very difficult from a legal perspective for the wife to stop him. But, you know, she might have some other solutions that are non-legal that might work equally as well.
Right. Okay. Well, great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Pat. Great question.
Thanks so much. Have a delicious day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
And right now it's time to hear from our wonderful sponsors, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TanTalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
Okay, so we're back. Here we go. It's Dr. Schumann, probably.
Oh, Dr. Schumann going to give us some good tips?
Yes, he is.
He always
Dr.
does.
Dr. Schumann, Hi, Doc.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
How are you today?
Hey, hey.
Wonderful, wonderful. How are you guys doing?
Good. Give us a little tip, Doc.
All right. So my weekly tip for this week, especially as caregivers, is not to wait until you're hurting to get help.
Yep.
Right? So a lot of us are helping others, and we tend to put ourselves last. We want to make sure that you're taking care of yourself so that you don't get yourself in trouble, and then you're not able to help that person at all.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I say to my caregivers sometimes, it may sound harsh, but if you're not taking care of yourself, you're doing an injustice to your loved one.
Right, and if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of somebody else.
Right.
So if your mission is to provide care for that person, and you're not taking care of you, you're doing a really bad job.
Yeah.
You've absolutely got to do it.
Absolutely.
So.
And it doesn't have to be anything specific. Again, I'm a physical therapist, so of course I like to promote that. But, you know, chiropractic is another thing that we do. But it could be even massage therapy. It could be stretching. It could be yoga.
Yeah.
Right? So there's lots of options. You know, just don't wait too long.
Well, I think the problem is a lot of times a caregiver just puts their head down and they just kind of keep pushing and keep caring and keep doing it. And they just got their head down and they're not aware of what's going on with them. And not necessarily that they're doing it on purpose. I think that they're just so focused on their mission and job that unfortunately they get to a point where they blow up or fail because of the stress. You know, when we look at Alzheimer's disease, for example, I mean, some of the statistics that I've seen is the caregiver has a 67% greater chance of dying than the person they're taking care of.
I know it.
Isn't that incredible?
So this is a real deal. I agree 100%.
Like the human smart.
That's why we rely on people like Linda to raise awareness and spread the word that you need to take care of yourself.
Well, you know, the thing that we see, one of the things I commonly talk about, and this is, I think it's all over the place with caregivers, is, you know, it's the metaphor of being on the airplane, and they say, put your mask on first.
Yeah.
If you don't put your mask on first, you can't put the mask on the person that you're taking care of, because you're out of the game.
Yeah.
So,
what a great metaphor. I love it.
Good advice, Doc.
Excellent. Super job.
Thanks so much for calling in today, Doc. And where can our listeners find you?
So you can find us at alexanderspinecenter.com. All of our information is on our website.
Thanks so much, my friend. Have a delicious weekend.
Thanks for having me. You too.
Thanks. So I happen to go there twice a week.
Oh, great. Excellent.
Because I really believe in taking care of myself, you know, and doing what I need to do. And when I broke my wrist right after my granddaughter's wedding, I my wrist was not, like, moving at all.
Oh, wow.
And I said to him, the doctor, I said, do I need physical therapy? He said, no, you just go home, go like this, go like that. I was like, no, I want physical therapy.
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
And in the beginning, I could only lift it up like maybe an inch.
Nope.
So you got to do yourself. You got to take care of yourself, guys. Please think about that. It's really important.
He's wonderful. Yeah. He
I
yelled
think just
at me
keeping
now.
Your head down and keeping on is not a solution.
No,
that doesn't work.
It's not a solution because then you just end up against a wall.
Yep, I agree.
All right, so somebody's listening to the show today and they don't have any documents.
Okay.
Where do they start?
Well, that's a real easy answer. You need to come see somebody like me.
Right.
That works in this area, that has a sensitivity to the issues of estate planning, incapacity planning, and especially if you're older, the whole idea of how this you know, public benefit and long-term care thing weaves its way through as well, because it's all interconnected. You know, a power of attorney is really great, but it also has to be correctly drafted so that if we need to deal with long-term care issues and public benefits, Medicaid, for example, that your backup person has the ability to do what they need to be able to do. Let me give you another quick example. Power of attorneys, again, I just can't stress how important these are. A lot of the documents that I review do not specifically empower your backup person to be able to manage IRAs, individual retirement accounts. And you would think, well, what's the big deal, right? It says right there on the document that my backup person, my power of attorney, can manage all of my bank accounts no matter what kind.
Yeah.
That you think that would cover it.
Yeah.
You would think.
It doesn't cover it. It's kind of mind-blowing. You show up at Bank of America with that power of attorney, and you, as the daughter, want to manage mom's IRA, which we need to do to qualify her for these benefits. You are going to get shut down, and the Bank of America is going to tell you, no, you can't do that. And you're going to be a little upset, and you say, hey, well, why? It says right there I can manage all bank accounts.
Right.
You are a bank, right? Yes, we are. And this is an account at your bank. Yes, it is. Why isn't it in a bank account? Because it's an individual retirement account.
Oh my goodness.
I go to guardianship court again because a stupid piece of paper doesn't have the right words in it. I am not kidding. This has happened many times.
Wow. So
that's what I said. So back to the idea. What do you do if you don't have any documents? The idea is
get them.
And now is a what part of now isn't a good time? I mean, this is meant to be funny, but it's a little black humor. I always give my clients a special deal. Everybody loves special deal. Everybody loves free stuff. So here's the deal. I'm going to do your power of attorney document for free. Here's the catch. You have to come see me the day before you lose your mind.
Ooh, I'm putting that on the calendar.
Oh, there you go. Also, we just have the same deal with wills. You come see me the day before you die. We'll take care of it then, too. No charge. So.
But I think the thing is, too, people think it's very expensive.
It's not. Let me tell you real-world price numbers. I've charged the same amount for my will, power of attorney, and health care surrogate that I did when I started practicing law in 1990, 30 years ago. The same price that has never changed. You need to do a simple will with us. We charge you $75. Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's not going to break your bank.
That's dinner.
If you have a power of attorney, I charge you $150. That $150 will save you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on the back end avoiding guardianship. And if we're trying to do something like long-term care planning, well, that's $12,000 a month I'm going to be solving you. It's worth $150 to make sure you have a spare key just in case you get locked out of your house.
And to make sure that you made your decision.
Yes, absolutely. Tell me who you want to be your backup person, so as opposed to having the court come in and pick somebody that you might not even know.
Right.
This is not rocket science.
And so let's talk a little bit about the backup person.
Yep.
Backup person isn't always your spouse or your son or your daughter.
Nope.
My backup person is her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you know what? If I'm on that thing and I ask her to pull the cord, she'll pull it.
Yeah,
my
sister
would be like, no, we're going to keep her alive for 100 years.
I agree. Picking the right person is a big deal. Now, a lot of times it defaults to your spouse because that's just kind of the natural thing.
Right.
Understand, but it doesn't have to be.
For people who are lucky enough to have spouses.
Yeah. Correct. Or significant other. Okay.
Well,
so whatever's your game, whatever's going on is fine. And then sometimes it defaults down to your kids, all right? And then you have to figure out, well, which one of my kids should it be?
Right.
I love this question.
The oldest, the boy, the whatever?
Exactly. Well, they're all going to be mad.
The one that's not on drugs.
Right, one that's not on drugs. And all of those things, in all seriousness, those all are things that are important
issues.
For sure. So, again, a little humor here on the situation. When I'm with a client, they're having struggles with, well, which one of my kids should I pick to be my power of attorney? I ask them, well, which one do you like least? Pick them. Because a lot of times, this is not some sort of honorific, and you're like a beauty contest, and you're picking your favorite. No, I don't want them to have problems. Sometimes being a power of attorney is a lot of work.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of effort. And it oftentimes goes very much unappreciated. So in some side, who do you like least? Now, that's a bit of a joke, but it's designed to kind of diffuse some of the anxiety that the client has about who to pick. Pick someone. Anyone is better than no one.
Can you have and or?
Yes. So that's a good issue. Can you have and or? Well, and or.
And that's going to dovetail onto that.
So and or is problematic because if you're Bank of America and one of the and or the other person shows up, which person does the Bank of America listen to?
And they get the and or the or.
Right, they get a little bit sketchy on that, which they should
be. Both or or.
Well, let's take about two people. The same idea. Let's say you name two people, and a lot of clients will want to name two of their kids because they don't want to show favorites. The same problem again.
Right.
And I really, really, really take a lot of time and effort to try to discourage the client to do that. And here's how I summarize it. There's a reason why they only put one steering wheel in a car.
I don't even use that one.
My driver.
And she's my driver. Yeah. I love it. Great. Well, this, in all seriousness, if you have two steering wheels in the car at the same time, even if you guys are in lockstep, there's going to be times when you're not, and that's going to cause a catastrophe.
Right.
So pick somebody. Now, that other person that you want, I always put them as a backup, kind of a hierarchical thing. Primary person. If that person can't serve, then this other person. It's all about redundancy in that situation. That's very, and by the way, it's a thing I see a lot of power of attorneys, they don't have. The document only appoints one person. Well, what happens if that person has an issue or that person?
Exactly. Well,
it's life, man, right? So, you know, it's all about redundancy. And to put all your cards based on one person, that person's going to be there. I don't think that's a good plan. So we use the metaphor of a co-pilot when we talk about powers of attorney. You're the pilot of your life. You're in charge. You control. You're flying the plane. The plane is your life. But there is a reason why they put two seats in the front of every airplane. And that other seat is for the co-pilot that's there just in case something happens to the pilot. If something happens to the pilot while flying, there's a co-pilot. The plane doesn't crash. We don't kill 150 people in the back out there. The co-pilot takes over and lands the plane. Everything's fine. You need to have a co-pilot. In my world, I think it's also important to have a co-co-pilot, somebody that can fill that seat if the co-pilot can't. Redundancy. So.
Well, and I think we have to pay attention because sometimes people have made documents and maybe whoever their co-pilot is can't be their co-pilot anymore.
Well, we see this all the time.
Sometimes
husband
they're
and
probably not even alive,
yeah.
I bet.
Well, sometimes they're pre-deceased. Yeah, that happens. A very common situation. You know, we're dealing with cognitive issues and memory issues. A lot of that's happening with my older clients. And husband and wife show up and pick a, you know, husband or the wife has a diagnosis. They're just early on in the stage of, let's say, Alzheimer's disease.
Right.
But they still have a reciprocal appointment. Basically, it says, honey, if I can't do my stuff, I want you to do it.
Right.
And of course, then you say, well, baby, I mean, I want you to be my backup person.
Of course.
And so it's been like that forever. And it makes a lot of sense until you have a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease and you're not going to be a real good co-pilot here in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we need to fix that. So,
yeah,
that happens.
And I think we need to think about that because I think people just many times have had their papers done. And that's it. They think they don't have to think about it anymore.
Yeah, that caregiver, when they're caregivers, you're right. My husband had dementia and he had everything else, and he was my surrogate.
Well, see,
he would have pulled the plug while I was alive.
I know.
I'm fine. No, I'm pulling the plug. Oh, my goodness. Well, say exactly what I'm talking about. Okay?
But you're in such a tizzy. When
during
you're
that
caregiver.
Time, you're not thinking
correct.
Of that.
You're not thinking about
so
it.
So do it now.
I understand it. But, you know, when we have these discussions and we put it out there into the public, it is kind of there to jiggle your chain a little bit and say, hey, whoa, I didn't
pretty
think about
scary,
that.
Pretty scary, eh?
It's scary if you don't do something about it. So that's for sure.
Yeah, and it's not so hard to do something.
It's so easy. I mean, when you come see me, and you're there in my office for about an hour. We have a really good cup of coffee. The only problem is you probably have to listen to one of my bad jokes.
I like jokes. Bad or
but mine are really bad.
I can handle that. But yeah, I think that's it's so important. And you had an issue years ago when you had your accident, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. I mean, I don't just talk the talk. I've walked the walk on this situation. About 6 years ago, I was walking across the street in downtown St. Petersburg Saturday morning with a bunch of my friends. We just went to brunch at Red Mesa Cantina. I step off the curb in between on the 3rd and 2nd Street into the intersection, and a big red plumbing truck hits me in the middle of the intersection. And I end up about a block away in the next intersection.
Whoa.
It was bad. As bad as you can imagine it.
Yeah.
Bad as you can imagine it. Broken back, broken neck, skull fractures, 8 broken ribs, bilateral pulmonary embolisms, blood clots throughout my body, deep brain bleed. I mean, the whole nine yards. Died, went over, near-death experience, came back, peeled my forehead off, took my skull apart, went into my brain, neurointensive care for 3 months, didn't get out of bed for 3 months. I'm talking not at all for 3 months. Then rehab after that, finally make it back into the world about 6 months later and am very lucky. So here I am offline on every way, cognitively, every way offline. So my brother was named my power of attorney and my healthcare surrogate. My own documents, I mean, that I drafted for myself. And he was able to slot in as me to deal with all my financial stuff for that period of time while I'm offline. And here's where it gets really crazy. Had to talk to the neurosurgeon and decide whether or not to do the surgery. Because I was in this coma situation, there's all this blood in my brain.
Oh,
they didn't know what they were gonna get coming back. When the neurosurgeon goes to my brother, he says, well, Greg, you know, I can do this, but I don't know what you're gonna get back. What do you want me to do? This is as real,
well,
this is as, real as it gets, people.
I don't wanna do that.
So he, we think, made the right decision to go. And he went in and they fixed me and they did all of those things and I'm here. Here, there's a couple funny things about this. One is that I could no longer say this common phrase, you know, you never know when you're going to get hit by a truck.
Yeah.
Well, I've been hit by a truck. Yeah. And this is another funny story on this, is I went back to my neurosurgeon 6 months later for a kind of a follow-up. And he says, Sean, do you have any questions, man? Do you have any questions about what happened? And I go, well, you know, I'm trying to avoid some of the specifics because it's just a little much for me. But I have this little bump right here on my forehead, and it wasn't there before the accident. And anytime I push on it, it's a little tender. And he comes up and he lifts up my hair and he's looking at my forehead and he feels it and he steps back and he goes, well, Sean, you have a screw loose. So when I talk to my clients about this, sometimes this comes up, I have full disclosure, your lawyer has a loose screw. Literally.
Was that really? Did they have to fix it?
Well, my expression apparently was a little bit like, what? And yeah. He's like, I can tighten it up. And then I was like, no, you know what? I'm going to get a lot of mileage out of this story. So yeah. I think we're just going to leave it loose. So, true story.
That's so weird.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So the point of that is you never know when you're going to get hit by a truck. You know, you can't do the power turning healthcare surrogate on your way to the hospital. This is, you need to have it in place ahead of time.
And it doesn't cost you a lot of money. Just do it. Please.
It's not
please,
a lot of money.
Please, please.
Yes. And it's free coffee.
Yeah.
So. I don't drink coffee, Sean. You're going to have to come up with something better.
All right. Tequila? I do have a special cabinet for clients like you.
Okay.
Feeling a little stressed here. I'll take care of this for you.
Diet Coke. I'm the Diet Coke one. But that tequila we can try.
We can try. See what happens.
Now it's time to hear from our wonderful sponsors, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts, communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle? struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
Yeah, I love that Footbar Walker. In fact, when we have the new conference coming up May 3rd, 4th, and 5th, we're going to do a whole demonstration. A&E Corner is going to do a whole demonstration on the Footbar Walker. But I just want to let our listeners know that Area Agency on Aging is giving out 1,000, well, I don't think there's 1,000 left, I think there's only a couple hundred left, free Ring video devices to seniors over 60, and actually come and install it and everything. So if you want that link, just email me at through the website or at lindaburhans@AOL, and I'll send you that information. About six of my caregivers have got it already, and they're like, wow.
They install it for you?
Yeah, and everything.
It's really easy. I have one at my house. It's really, really easy.
Linda has one, but not installed perfectly.
Yeah, exactly. Great device.
Yeah. So also want to remind you of my support groups have all changed for 2022. So there's a support group the first Friday at 11. This past week, we had the journaling workshop the second Thursday at 11, and then there's one this Thursday at 11. I know you can't remember all this stuff, just go to lindaburhans.com under events, and all the information is there. So, Sean, you have a little book here.
Yeah, sure.
Medicaid and Long-Term Care Handbook. So you gave me a couple of those today. So if someone's interested in receiving one of these books for free, just email me through the website or at lindaburhans@AOL.com, and we'll pick out a couple of winners because I think there's a lot of valuable information.
It's a great book. I mean, it's when I wrote it, I tried to make it, I call it a plain English guide.
Yeah.
One of the things that when I practice law, I try to make sure that when I'm communicating with my client, that I communicate in a language that they understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Winston Churchill did.
Exactly. But I just saw that movie, by the way, with Gary Oldman.
He was my grandfather's hero. So
amazing. Amazing. But yeah, using words that and trying to prove how smart I am to you is not really the best way to do this. I want to make sure that you understand what's happening, that when you leave the office, that you leave the problem with us. And that you put your head on the pillow, you're not wondering, oh my gosh, what's going to happen, and then I can relieve that anxiety and those types of things. But this book is great. It was a labor of love. When you read through the book, people have said that you will hear me talking to you.
Yeah.
So it's written kind
that's
of
a good thing.
It's written in my voice. It's not written in some sort of like, you know,
textbook
type of thing. It's written in my voice. Very, really, really good insight to the whole Medicaid issue. And thanks for giving it away. That's fabulous. Thank you very much. But I'm going to give you one better deal.
Okay.
So if you want a digital version of this, which you can read on your phone or your laptop or your Kindle or, you know, whatever, you can go to my website at flmedicaid.com, FL like Florida, flmedicaid.com. And there's a link on there that you can download the entire book for free.
Wow.
So that's really
fabulous.
Cool. And if you really want to put more money in my pocket, you can go to Amazon.com. You can order it on there. I think it's $19, and they'll ship it to you. So.
Well, you know what the great thing is, too? It's about having the conversation. Some of the people have never even had the conversation. I hope
that
chatting today encourages them to have the conversation with their family. And, you know, you've been home for the holidays, or maybe you haven't, still depending on what's going on with COVID. But I bet you some of you have gone home for the holiday and say, you know, something's just not right there.
And I think it's a great conversation to have. And if I'm your kid and you're my parent, let's put in those roles, and you say to me, hey, man, you know, listen, I was just hearing this radio show, and they brought this thing up, and I never thought about talking to you about this, but, you know, if and when, dot, 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 maybe we should just have a brief, no, that's nothing scary about that.
No.
As the kid, I want you to talk to me about this. I do. I love you to death.
Yeah.
Now, at the same time, if you're the kid, I think you can reverse roles and say, hey, Dad, you know, I just was listening to this show. There's this guy that was talking about Medicaid and long-term care. You know, I know you don't have any issues like that, but can we just, you know, have a quick little, you know, what do you want me to do? And, oh, by the way, here's this book this guy wrote. Why don't you read it? It's pretty cool.
Right. So, well, you know, when I went to Germany, so I'm visiting my granddaughter, and she goes, so, Grandma, my husband and I have been talking to you. You're not going to be able to stay living where you're living. I said, excuse me?
Right.
Excuse me. Well, you live in a townhome with an upstairs and a downstairs.
Yeah. I physically can't be there. Yeah.
I bought it with an upstairs and a downstairs, so that'll keep me alive. Because I have to go, I'm dead. Because it'll make me exercise.
I got to walk up two flights of stairs just to go to the bathroom. Yeah, well, I mean, God.
So I said, so that's the deal. I'm staying there. I said, and if I can't go up those stairs, you're going to buy me one of them chairs that goes up
lifts.
The stairs.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I want to have that conversation.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And why?
And I'm nice.
She's 19 years old and
she's thinking about me.
Correct.
Yeah.
So here's the deal when I talk about this. When I have the conversation, everybody gets so wound up in all this what ifs and psychology and emotionality of it, which is all valid. But I think you can break yourself past that by applying this one kind of little way of looking at things. It's just a matter of fact.
Yeah.
It's not emotional.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't have to be. You can just say, it's just a matter of fact. I'm getting older. That's a matter of fact. Things are going to happen that I'm not anticipating or I barely anticipate. It's just a matter
life
of fact.
Full of change.
Full of change, absolutely.
Yeah.
So why don't we talk about it? It's okay. It doesn't have to be for hours. Just just touch the rail. That's all.
Yeah, just start a little bit here.
Correct.
And there.
I agree.
Well, thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in today. Please go to my website, lindaburhans.com, and nominate a caregiver for the caregiver contest. The next contest winner will be picked around the end of February, and they get free respite care and a massage and a facial and gift cards and a whole bunch of stuff. And every single person that is nominated receives some sort of gift from us because you are all winners to us. We really care about you. So just go to lindaburhans.com and do that. All right, we'll see you again next week. And I guess my voice will be louder as usual.
I wanted to say congratulations to Isaac for getting on the honor roll.
That's my grandson.
Oh, excellent. Congratulations, Isaac. Awesome.
You know, and I'll tell you, they just switched schools. In the other school, they said he might be left back. So it's all about the teacher.
Yes, it is.
It's all about the teacher.
Yay, Isaac.
Okay, we'll see you next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Just call. And you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name and you know. Summer or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know?
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.